Subtle skills, big results.
Welcome to the Ninja Selling Podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Ninja Selling Podcast. I'm Matt, he's Garrett, and gosh, are we excited to be with you today. And I want to welcome all of you, if you're brand new to the podcast and this is your very first episode, this is a good one because it's going to be short, it's going to be snappy, and it's going to give you something that hopefully will give you the motivation and energy to go out and be disciplined with your ninja success habits. And if you want to learn more about that, you can head over to ninjaselling.com. You can learn about coaching at the top of the page there. There's a button. You can find the one-on-one stuff there, which is where Garrett and I spend most of our time. And you can go join our community. Head over to Facebook and search for the Ninja Selling Podcast, and you'll find over 15,000 incredible people who are on this journey alongside you. And it's just an amazing space. So let's dive in, Garrett. Good morning to you.
Good morning. You said snappy. It got my attention. I'm like, what does snappy look like? Okay, we got to keep it up. Now that you've set the stage for a snappy podcast, we got to keep it going, man. Good morning. Good morning, everybody out there. And I think we've got, or whatever time zone you're in or time of the day it is, this will be fun. I think it's kind of a little bit of a current situation right now. This is not one that you probably are going to be listening to as one that you check into months and months and months from now and be like, oh, this is timely. This is right now what I'm watching. And I've been saying this for a while, Matt. I said, I think we're going to see internet leads pick up. I said, I think we're going to see the leads start kind of coming in the direction. And let me be real clear as we start this episode today. I'm not telling anybody out here to go buy internet leads. I'm not saying this is your hidden source of real estate for the next future. I mean, you can if you want, but that's not the principles that we work off of. What I am saying, and this is why I've been saying this, we have this incredible population of people out here. A lot of them have lost their realtors through this last couple of years. Realtors have stepped out of the game. They've backed down. They've cut back on their marketing, try to save money. They've really kind of gone off into the background a little bit, Matt. And so then we've got people out here that are also not really getting any news from the media. The media is not saying a whole lot about the real estate industry right now. There's a lot of other things to talk about in our world right now. You probably are aware of some other things going on that totally has taken over the media's attention. And there's really not a whole lot of like doom and gloom breaking news in the real estate world right now. We call it a healthy market. It's a crazy thing. It's actually a healthy marketplace right now.
Well, and it's almost like there's this, and people are like, well, there's news going around. It's like, yes, there is news that realtors pay attention to. But I also feel like there was so much pump up about interest rates coming down and things like this that, you know, it's just been kind of muted because those things aren't happening currently. Interest rates are still in the sevens. And they're just like, well, let's just kind of leave that alone for now because we don't want to, maybe the economists don't want to admit that they were wrong about the timing of that. Although economists never admit they're wrong. They just make different predictions so they can point back to the one that was right.
Yeah. Remember what I said?
That is a broad brush. I know, no offense to those of you out there like, well, I don't do that. But yeah, I think, you know, you're right, Garrett. There's this kind of lull of stuff. And so people start searching, right? They start looking for stuff.
That's what I've been kind of paying attention to is that, so you got realtors that aren't in their world quite as much. And then you've got this lack of information that's coming from what is their typical source of information that is not always right. Kind of scares the crap out of people sometimes. So then what happens is, and I've recently done this, and this is the reason I'm holding some truth to this, Matt, is that I've had moments of like, well, I wonder what's going on. I wonder what prices are kind of looking like right now. And I've been on Zillow and I've been kind of bouncing around and kind of like going, well, let's go look at the coast. And I went all the way down the California coast looking at different real estate and what's there and what's sold and what's currently available right now. The information's at our fingertips. All it takes is for me to find a property that I'm like, well, that's kind of interesting. Yeah, I'd like more information on that. Uh-huh. And guess what I just became? And I've done it. And it's not fun. I have done it and gone, uh-oh, like, why did I click on that button? And all of a sudden, for the next year, my text messages are blowing up and people are calling me and asking me if I'm still interested. And hey, have I still thought about buying over in this neck of the woods? This is what's going to be happening to a lot of our current clients, our people in your database. They're going to be having this moment of, I wonder what's kind of going on out there. Haven't really gotten very much from my real estate agent. Not really hearing a whole lot on the news. Think I need to make a change. And they just start searching in the evenings. and maybe even clicking on a button.
Let's look at some of the numbers real quick, right? Like Zillow doesn't actively share how many leads that they sell, so to speak, but they did in 2016. And it was something, actually, I have it here in this report that I found. It was,
you're so good at the stats, man. I appreciate you that you can pull up stats the way you do. Stats machine.
So they say last reported was 16.9 million leads generated for its advertisers in 2016.
16.9 million?
Mm-hmm. In 2016, right? Now, their web traffic in the year 2017 was 6.3 billion visitors in that year, up to over 10 billion in 21 and 22 and 9.8 billion last year in 23. So if you think about that, there is a 50% increase, over 50% increase in visits. So let's just say there was a 50% increase in leads as well. That means that they potentially may have sold 20 to 25 million or more leads, yeah. Right? And how many homes sold last year? About 4 point something million. I mean, so one, there's an interesting thing there. But like when you think about all those people who become leads because they don't have an advisor, they're just like, hey, I'm looking for information. I'm going to go here and I'm going to click. And it doesn't mean we can't stop our people. I think Zillow is a great place to go look. I use Zillow. I go look at stuff.
They've got an incredible business model, Matt. If you really think about it at the end of the day, I mean, they provide good information. I'm not saying it's always the most accurate, but they provide good information that people are looking for, and they can provide more information if you want more information on that specific thing. And they make it very, very, very easy because their main business model is being able to charge the real estate agents out there for these leads. They want as many as they can get to come through. So they make it super simple for that client to turn into that lead.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where we're going to see a lot of these people are people on our own current database that we're going to be going, they moved?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know they were, I wonder if I could have.
I know this is going to come back to why flow is so important, but I also, and you mentioned like, here come the internet leads, but also here come the leads in general. Like, there's going to be more people walking into an open house, right? There's going to be more people who are like, Zillow is, and
we're already seeing, you know, that too.
Realtor.com and Redfin, like they're not the only place where leads are generated, right? There's all these different trusted programs out there. You got like the Dave Ramsey stuff. You have Home Advantage. You have all these other programs that can generate leads through their trusted sources, which good for them. Like I don't have a problem. Personally, I don't have any issue with these programs because they are filling the gap where, I mean, we all know, right? Like particularly as you can look at the stats of real estate agents nationwide, right? Most don't perform very well. And most don't really sell that many homes. And most don't stay in flow with their clients. I mean, the data shows it time and time again. We just did an episode on that. And so this comes back to like, are your people falling into becoming leads? You know, and if they do, because maybe they just want some more information, are they going to come back to you? And that's going to come down to what value are you providing in the interim and how are you staying in front of them?
This is something I started hearing about, Matt, and I'm happy you brought up. It's not just internet leads. Like there's lots of ways that people are going to go gather information. And towards the end of the year, beginning of this year, I heard more and more people talking about, man, I held an open house this weekend and it was really good. We got a ton of traffic through.
Yeah.
Natalie Davis got a hold of me. She's one of our coaches. And she said, my client just told me that they had some crazy, it was like hundreds of people that came through that house over a weekend.
Wow.
Like that is happening out here. And that then piggybacked on a lot of the people that I'm working with saying, I'm double siding transactions right now. We had people come through the open house and I'm writing an offer and I'm taking care of the buyer and the seller on this property. And that started to circle around here. And again, it's one of those things that if you've been out of flow with your people are trying to fix pain and increase pleasure. That's what they're trying to do. They're bouncing around the world out here right now. And when they see a solution to the pain that they're currently in, they don't think very clearly through that. They don't go, oh, what would be the right thing to do? I know I should call Matt because I want to make sure that Matt's part of this transaction. He's going to help us through this thing. They very quickly go, that solves a problem for me. And for a lot of us, It's like, so how much is the down payment? Like, what do I need to do? And we could have that backyard that has that view with that pool, and my kids could live on that corner. Oh, this sounds great. Let's figure this out right now, right here, right in this moment. And that's this business that if we're not in great flow with them, if we're not their trusted person, we miss out on it. And we watch it happen all the time, Matt, in coaching. We watch people that come to us and go, I feel like I've been doing all my systems and I lost a piece of business over here. And we don't have to dig that deep to go, well, that was your problem right here. Like, you've been talking to them once every 4 months.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and I think that, I mean, there's two things that I think are accentuating this right now too, Garrett. I mean, one, it is spring market. So it's natural that demand starts to pull up right now. Every year this happens. And I think two, agents and brokerages are psyching themselves out about this buyer agency stuff. Like, people are psyching themselves out. They're like, well, how do we handle this? And so they're like putting a whole pause on, like, how do we even talk to buyers and sellers about all this stuff? And so they're almost like a deer in the headlights. And we need to move past that. We need to make sure we're still taking our disciplined action and being in front of our people, bringing value, maintaining these relationships. And I had an interesting conversation with, and I've had this conversation with many different agents, but had it again this week, Garrett, where the conversation around, well, like, I don't really, like, these aren't my friends. These are my clients. I'm like, cool, show up as their advisor. Like, we don't have to be friends with everybody. Just because we're interested in what people do for a living, how their family's doing, and what they're doing for fun, doesn't necessarily mean that we are going out to the next barbecue with them and all that stuff. Like, if you want to, fantastic. Doing business with friends is amazing because you get to have fun with your friends and do business at the same time. But if you also just have a robust client database and you just want to show up as a great business for them, show up as a great business.
Yeah.
Like, we can do that. And a big part of this, Garrett, is like, we need to break through the fear of ourselves, the fear of rejection, the fear of judgment, the fear of having to show up. Because once we start to shift our attention to the client,
that fear is all about us. That's what I was going to say, Matt. Yeah. I'm so happy you said shift it to the client, because that fear is all you thinking about you.
Yeah. It's like, let's just shift it to them and let's deliver positive energy. And then it's on them to decide how they want to receive it.
So you talked about the barbecues. You said, you know, like, yeah, it's great if you're going to have a barbecue and hang out and have that type of friendship and that type of relationship. And really fundamental what we're talking about when we talk about flow, like, really good flow would be, we got a postcard going out to these people, you know, hopefully every 2 weeks, we've got something getting in their hands that resonates with real estate.
Uh-huh.
And then if we can, if it's comfortable, could you have a 2 to 3 minute conversation with them once a month? Every 30 days, 2 to 3 minutes, check in and be like, how's your world? How the kids doing?
And this is like your top people, right? Because you're going to run out of people. You're going to run out of time in terms of the number of people you can do that with at some point. And so then you're going to have the quarterly calls when you think, like, can I have 4 conversations a year with a client? Yeah.
Think about that. In 12 months, 4 conversations. This is probably like your majority of your database. And you're going to have another group smaller than that, that you're like, every 6 months is probably the best I can do with that group. Like, I don't have that much to talk about with them, but it is good. I can call them on their birthday and I can call them on a holiday. I can call them on in December to say, like, hey, how was your year?
Yeah.
That's 2 phone calls I can make.
How's the house? Like,
oh my goodness.
You know, have you got, like, what have you done with it? Right. I mean, how was your first Christmas there? How was the first kid's birthday party? You know, how's working from home going? If that's like, how's the commute? There's so many questions that we can ask people that's related to how we help them. And then I know people are going to be saying, Gary, like, well, what if there's people in my database I haven't served? I'm a new agent, or I'm in a new area. It's like, awesome. How's the house? Like, what's it like working from home?
Yeah.
Like, you can ask the same questions. It might be uncomfortable. I totally understand. They're like, well, easy for you to say, Matt. It's like, I get it. But we still need to break through.
But here's the thing, Matt. We use these systems too. Like, this isn't something we're just telling everybody to do. I have a database of people. And as I tell everybody that I coach, you make a phone call and you listen. They're going to tell you all the greatest things that are going on in their world right now. And if it's somebody I've never sold a home to, I might have to do this over a lunch. I might have to do this over a, you know, when I'm sitting at a barbecue or we're at an event where there's other people. And I listen and I gather important information. If they got trips coming up, if they've got lifestyle changes that are happening for them right now, if they've got kids that are doing great things, I'm just gathering little chunks of information because you've never seen somebody light up like you will when you come back a month later and you say, how'd your daughter do at the tournament?
Or fill in the gaps with a text or something too with that same question.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a phone call. It can be a simple text that just says, hey, I've been thinking about you. How'd your daughter do at the tournament? And by the way, go Aggies. Like, you've got my full attention. I'm not going to be sitting there and going like, oh, I must be on their list and they must have a program that they're like trying to stay in flow with me. No, you're asking me about one of my most important things in my life.
Even if that is kind of the thought, it's like, well, Garrett must have some way of like remembering this stuff and it must be on some program. But I appreciate him asking.
You know, the only people, Matt, that think about that, it's other real estate agents because everybody else is too damn busy living their own life. We do not think that far through anything around us.
But even if they do, I don't think it matters, right? Because I don't think people feel bothered if they're like, man, like Garrett's really good at staying in touch with me. I mean, it makes sense. That's kind of how he runs his business. Even if you're thinking that's what they think, awesome. That means that they are acknowledging that you run a great business and have great processes, which probably validates them saying, well, if I'm going to hire somebody, I'm probably going to hire that guy who's consistent and shows up and knows how to run a system because that's what I want when I go sell my house or when I buy a house. These are all things that work in your favor. The only thing that I think works against you is if you just call and pester people about selling their house.
Prime example. I've used this before, but I just received a phone call from her last week, Tammy Spaulding. Tammy Spaulding is one of the original ninjas. She's been doing this for a long time. We used to have her on for the retreats for many, many, many years where she would get up and talk about her business and about her flow and her database. Every single year, I get a phone call from Tammy Spaulding. She calls. Every single time, she leaves me a message. I see her call in and I'm always not able to pick up her phone call. I see her call and I'm like, oh, it's Tammy, instantly. And my brain goes, yep, that's my annual call. Like literally that's what happens. And she leaves a message and she leaves a very nice 5-step calling process voice message. I called her back. I have not received a phone call back from her. I'm on her list though. I know it. I'm talking about her right now. I've been thinking about her ever since then. She popped up on my Facebook. And instead of me just scrolling through, I was like, oh, there's Tammy. And my brain went back to, she just called me. All these, I start connecting all the dots behind the scenes in my brain. That's the value that we bring in. And again, I did not get a chance to have a conversation with her. And there's a lot of realtors on the other side going, oh gosh, I got to keep calling them until I get their attention, until I get that phone call with them. No, 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 no. Tammy did it perfectly. And I'm probably one of 10 phone calls she made that day, and I'm okay with it. I'm happy that I'm on her list. I'm happy that she decided to reach out. She asked me about the podcast. She asked me about my kids and all that on my voice message. Done. I'm sold. Thank you. She knows me.
Dude, like, that's it. And what's crazy, too, is you think about that, the impact that Tammy has on you. Now, yes, you know a lot of agents over the country that you could connect her with, but you don't own a home in her market. You're not a client of hers, and she still makes the time to call you. Imagine how people who've done business with her feel when that call comes in. Even if they're like, oh, that's my annual call from Tammy. Always great to hear from Tammy is typically what it is. Like if my dentist or, I mean, this is one thing that people say, and this will be very short too, like, they'll say, well, how come accountants and other people don't do this stuff? It's like, well, I do talk to my accountant every year around tax time, multiple times, actually. And when we get on the phone, he asks me about my family. They ask me about this stuff. Does he call me at other points of the year? No, but he probably doesn't have to. There's other times when we communicate, and it's usually about things related to taxes or business structure and things like that. But we have enough flow where I'm not thinking about going somewhere else, right? And with real estate, the life cycle of buying and selling goes a long time. So we need to have different levels of intentional flow because of that. And it's not hard. You just gave the perfect example of the call from Tammy.
And let me just add to it real quick, because again, I'm overthinking it because I know the damn system. That's why even the moment that I'm going like, I know that's my annual call. The thing that makes it so that it doesn't get weird is she never said, remember, I'm your realtor along the Front Range. She never said, hey, if you ever know anybody who's thinking about buying or selling in Fort Collins, just remember, I'm your real estate agent. She never went down that route. She asked me about me. She asked me about my kids, about my family. I know what she does. I know who she is. I know, and funny, I know a lot of realtors in the Fort Collins marketplace and the surrounding Front Range area. I can think of very few that call me annually to see how I'm doing.
Incredible. Incredible. So the whole point here, Garrett, right, is the people are going to become leads. Leads are increasing. There's a lot of orphaned clients out there, particularly as I would say, we talked about this, I believe, on a prior podcast. As realtors exit the industry, they leave clients behind. They leave relationships behind because when people exit the industry, they don't stay in flow with those people.
No.
Obviously. I mean, you probably wouldn't either, right? So there's all these people out there that are now in your networks that are looking for an advisor. And if you're in flow with your people can connect you with those people. And maybe before they become a lead, or maybe they still become a lead somewhere else, but they don't go and get attached to wherever they get sent and sold off to. They come back to who they have a relationship with, which is either you or the people that you know. And so that's the value and the importance of being in consistent flow with your people.
And just to back this up, Matt, with what you just said, is that this is just your opportunities in your hands right now. As ninjas out there, as relationship built real estate agents that are building their database and their sphere and making connections with people, like, this is in your hands. You can't get mad at the clients out there. They're just living their life, trying to take care of themselves, trying to make sure that their world is working and that they're fixing their pain and increasing the pleasure in their life. And if we're not in flow with them, they will go find answers somewhere else. If they don't see us as their value and as their expert, they will go to other avenues. And these avenues are designed to be very, very, very easy for them to step into. They have entire business models. They have entire teams. They have research and development crews that are literally designed specifically to say, how easy can we make it for someone to click on that button when they're on our website? And it works.
It does.
And you can't fault them for it. You can't get mad at them for it. Like, they're a business model, just like your business model. Your business model, especially as Ninja, is to say, I need to maintain my flow, stay in contact with these people, provide great information, be seen as their expert when it comes to the service that I provide. And the business is there right now, Matt. I'm seeing people do a ton of business.
Absolutely.
So that's our thoughts for the day.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, man. So I appreciate you bringing this one to the table, Garrett.
Well, Matt, thank you for kicking around with me. It was snappy. I liked it. You were right.
It was snappy.
It was snappy.
Yeah.
Anybody who wants to check out more, if you want to about Ninja, go to ninjaselling.com. If you want to find a coach for yourself, go to Ninja Coaching. As you are listening to more of the podcasts and you want to socialize and connect with more people around the United States, 15,200 people is what that group is sitting at right now. A lot of amazing ninjas in there on Facebook. Go check out the Ninja Selling Podcast community and appreciate everybody who's in there. All your great insights, feedback, thoughts. And Matt, until next time, appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you. Appreciate everybody for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Thanks, everyone. If you enjoyed today's episode and would like more, visit us at theninjasellingpodcast.com.
There you will also find links for more information about Ninja Selling and coaching. Have an incredible day.